What we believe. We sustain our leaders. Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus Christ himself is the head of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He calls through inspiration prophets and apostles to lead his church. The Lord has given these leaders authority to call others to serve in the church, such as members of the 70. Apostles and 70 extend callings to stake presidents, who call bishops, who call members to serve in various positions in their wards. Thus, priesthood authority and revelation guide church callings from the church-wide level to local congregations. We have an opportunity to sustain, support, help, pray for each of these people in their callings. We indicate our willingness to do so by raising our right hands when their names are read to us in general conference, state conference, ward or branch conference, or sacrament meeting. Raising our hands is a sign to us, to them, and to the Lord that we will sustain them. Raising our hands to sustain someone is not like voting that person into office. The person has already been called by the Lord to serve in that calling by one who has the priesthood authority to extend such a calling. Our sustaining is a vote of confidence in the person, because we recognize that he or she has been called of God through priesthood leaders we sustain. We can sustain the general authorities and our local leaders and officers in several ways: by our faith and prayers in their behalf, by following their counsel, by helping them when they ask us, by accepting callings they extend to us. Sustaining our leaders is evidence of our goodwill, faith, and fellowship. We sustain the general authorities of the church. We can show by raising our hands that we will sustain our local leaders and others who are called to service. We sustain our leaders by following their counsel. We sustain our leaders by accepting callings, for callings are extended to us by those who are in authority. Fifth Article of Faith. We sustain our leaders by praying for them. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 22. Sidebar. You will all abide the pledge you have given to the Lord and to one another by the uplifted hand, that you all mean to uphold and sustain these officers in all these various organizations, that you will do everything you can to help them, to benefit them, bless them, and encourage them in the good work in which they are engaged. President Joseph F. Smith, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, pages 218 and 19. For more information, see Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, chapter 24, and Teachings of Presidents of the Church, George Albert Smith, 2011, chapter 6. End of the article, We Sustain Our Leaders.